Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
What's up? It's Dylan Scott.
Dylan Scott, my brother from another mother, like no other. Come on now.
What is up?
Oh, Dylan. How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm pretty dang good. I got to be honest with you.
I would have to agree because obviously I've known you quite a while and, you know, I follow you on Facebook and we text every now and again. And, dude, you are living the dream. Am I right?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. I really am, dude. I mean, just between, you know, wanting to do music my whole life and we're doing that across the country and then my wife and my three kids and just I don't know, man, just. I really am, dude. It's pretty awesome.
Now, when I first met you, you came to Idaho Falls. You played a little birthday party we put on for a radio station I was working at. And, you know, you weren't even married yet. You didn't have kids yet. Shoot, you barely had a song on the radio at the time. And, you know, since then, you know, a billion streams, number one songs. Like you said, you got married. You got three beautiful kids. You are living the dream. You're touring, opening up for everybody from Cole Swindell to Garth Brooks, my gosh. And look at you now, man. So first of all, I want to say congratulations on all your success.
Man, I appreciate it. It's like you said, we've been doing it a long time and it's pretty crazy. I don't even know how it happened, to be honest with you. It's like I woke up one day, it's like, dang, how'd all this happen, you know?
I'm really proud of you as well, and I'll tell you how it happened, man. Talent and God. You put those two things together, and that's a winning combination.
There's a lot more God going on in this situation.
Well, he gave you the talent, right?
That's right.
There you go. Yeah, it's all about the gratitude these days, my friend. You got to live in the gratitude, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm grateful you called in. Excited about the new tour. Excited you're coming back to town. In fact, I think the last time that we took a little picture together was at BSU when you were opening for Garth Brooks, and now you're out on the road with your buddy Cole Swindell, the Win the Night Tour. Friday night, you're going to be here in Idaho Falls, Mountain America Center. So this is kind of the final leg of it then. And then what happens after this?
Just, you know, we'll go out and play a few festivals and then just my own headline and stuff. Not actually a tour. We'll do a headline tour next year. But I might, you know what, man? I've never like really slowed down until December-ish. But we may slow down around October this year. Just, I don't know, man, just to spend a little time with my kids and enjoy the fall with them and do the deal. So we're still going to be playing shows, but it just might be a little lighter than you.
You've got to take the time to enjoy it. If you talk to any superstar or anybody that's been in the business long enough, and I'm glad to hear that you're recognizing that, is, you know, it's all for nothing if you don't get to enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, that's right, man. And it's just, you know, we're on the road every weekend and we're traveling, and it's just, you know, I'm very grateful for it, and I love it. What I love doing, but you know, every now and then it's like, man, I think I need to just take a little break, you know, a few weeks off here and enjoy some time.
96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf, Don Jarrett, talking with my buddy Dylan Scott, who's opening up with Restless Road Friday night, Mountain America Center, Cole Swindell. You talked about taking some time off in October. Isn't it interesting you would pick October? Quack, quack.
It might be hunting season, too, you know.
Yeah. You're a quackhead like me, buddy. I know what you're thinking. The ducks have been waiting, or you've been waiting for the ducks. It is on come October. Dude, come on out. Let's go get some.
I'm down, dude. Okay. I'm totally down.
Absolutely. So Friday night is going down Mountain America Center. It's going to be a great night. Of course, Cole Swindell, you go back with Cole quite a ways. What about this this new group, Restless Road? What do you think of those guys?
Man, you know what? I've known these guys for years, but never really spent a lot of time with them. You know, it was just in passing. Hey, guys, how you doing? You know, we've never been play shows together. And, dude, they're great dudes. We had a great time last weekend. And, yeah, it's awesome when you can meet just real, genuine, true dudes who are also super talented as well, because their show is phenomenal.
They're fantastic. It's going to be an incredible show. Incredibly, there may be a few tickets left. Hopefully we can sell those out and pack the joint for you and Cole and Restless Road this Friday night at the Mountain America Center. I'm so looking forward to seeing with you, hanging with you for a bit, and it's going to be good times here in Wolf Country in East Idaho, my friend. And you travel safe, and we will see you Friday night.
All right, man. Sounds good. Looking forward to seeing you and seeing everybody else.